Hi, I'm Tammy Greenberg, Senior Vice President, Business Development at the REB, and welcome to Radio on Main Street, the podcast all about radio. Our latest series comes to you from the 2024 ANA Masters of Marketing Conference in Orlando, Florida, where we ingested 4 full days of content from marketing and brand stewards from leading brands. The conference theme was setting the agenda for growth, and we heard a lot about creating unparalleled consumer engagement with the help from advanced technology like AI. We heard about creativity, a laser focus on what matters most to consumers, and never ever losing sight of humanity as tech continues to expand. RAB had the opportunity to chat with many attendees and speakers about their business, their marketing goals, the issues that they're most focused on, and of course, their thoughts about radio. In an age where consumers are overwhelmed with content, brands need to focus on how they can be disruptive and stop the scroll. Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, a great partner to the radio industry, does just that through the power of storytelling. In the RAB's first ever Stand Up podcast. You heard me, a stand-up podcast. Mike Hulvey speaks with Sally Gelati, Vice President, Marketing and Communication Strategy, and Bradley Smith, Channel Marketing from Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
Radio on Main Street stands up at the ANA in Orlando. I'm only joking. Actually, I'm not joking, because in the history of Radio on Main Street, being at the ANA conference and having the opportunities to visit with partners and marketers and brands and broadcasters, we have never stood up for an interview.
We're trendsetters.
Until today. And I don't know.
Trendsetters.
Bradley, was it you? Was Sally, was it you? Who was it that said, we're going to stand up?
It's a joint effort. It's a joint effort. We think alike, and we like to be a little bit different. So I think this is great.
Well, let's introduce yourselves and your organization, and we're going to have a deep dive about marketing and audio and radio and the connection and helping kids and families. So one of my favorite topics. Ladies first.
Thanks. I am Sally Gelati, Vice President of Communications and Brand for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Our organization, we have member hospitals. We have about 170 for which we partner with big brands and have some fundraising programs to raise money for those local member hospitals. We've been around for a little over 40 years, and we're raising close to $500 million a year to support those local hospitals.
That was foul.
You are in the storytelling business, which we will get to, you know, as we move forward. Bradley, your background and your history.
Yeah, of course. My name is Bradley Smith.
Besides having a wonderful voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very
your
much.
Your colleagues, by the way, are all smiling and showing their support.
They're very supportive, yes. My name is Bradley Smith. I am on our channel marketing team. I've been at Children's Miracle Network Hospitals for almost 5 years now. And I support some of our brand partnerships that we have, just making sure that across the board, they look good, we look good. And then I help with some of our internal programs as well. So thinking radiothons, media, all the way to our peer-to-peer gaming program, Extra Life, where we raise money via video game streamers and that avenue. So a little bit of different things, but all coming back to marketing and branding and making sure that we look good and they look good across the board. Right,
we're going to come back to storytelling and your mission, but why are you here at the ANA?
Yeah, I think we're always looking to innovate, and Sally and I have talked about as we've been here, I think it's always great to learn from key contributors in the industry. So getting to hear from our partners like Marriott that we just heard about on stage, always a great opportunity for them to talk about all the good that they're doing. But across the board, these brands are doing a great job of thinking about their holistic brand and all the different things that go, you know, together and how they're innovating, and getting to hear from L'Oreal and some of these other brands that, you know, we aren't necessarily associated with, but get to learn about their experiences, I think helps us as we think about how our brand continues to evolve. And as a, you know, 40 plus year brand, we're always looking to be a little bit different and trying to edge out in that fundraising space and making sure that that money is going to local children's hospitals across the United States and Canada.
So, Sally, what are some of the takeaways that you and the team, because you've got a large team here, I can applaud just so we'd have this live studio audience thing going, but what are some of the key takeaways that you've picked up from the conference this year?
Yeah, well, it's definitely reinforced that we are in an age where we are just overwhelmed by content, a lot of content. And so I think we've picked up on some really great ideas and some inspiration around how we as a brand can disrupt some of that, stop the scroll, as they say. But also, I mean, AI is like this conference is like AI, AI, and AI, right? There's a lot of new ways for us to generate and seek out content and then also be sharing it using some of those new MarTech tools. So we've even just like on the side brainstormed a little bit on how we can do that. And, you know, as a brand, we are really focused on, and as a charity, we're really focused on making sure that, you know, most of the dollars that are raised are going to those local member hospitals. So we work with some pretty slim marketing budgets. And so being creative and finding new ways and efficient ways to do things is top of mind for us always. So this has been really helpful.
One of the things that we've noticed is with all of the AI conversations, there is also a companion component, and it's called human. And there has been, you know, and maybe it's a cautious tone to a certain extent.
Sure.
Like, we all get excited about technology, and we get excited about the shiny thing, and it's been referred to that. Mark Pritchard, who was on the stage yesterday with the leading keynote, you know, from his perspective at P&G, you know, was talking about maybe more along the lines of simplification of what we're all doing. So let's not get too confused, but at the end of the day, it's the consumer, it's connecting with the consumer that makes it all happen. And as we mentioned in your case, you're storytellers because you have an amazing story to tell.
Yeah.
And from the AI to the human to the storytelling, Bradley, some of the things that maybe it's a light bulb that's come on for you and this team this week.
Yeah, and I think you're teeing us very nicely to talk about the great stories that we get to share with communities. I think a lot of the things that make our brand really special is so many people have the moment of, you know, you don't know that a children's hospital is in your area until you truly need it. And so for us being able to share those stories from a national standpoint and, you know, not just in a specific market has been eye-opening, at least for me, who doesn't necessarily come from the nonprofit space. But like you said, storytelling, and as we think about AI in the future, that's something that will always be really important to us, and being able to share these stories of treatments and families. And we have great spokes kids as well, you know, being able to share their stories. And I think they're better media trained than we are at this point. So having those opportunities to meet and interact with them, and, you know, some of our partners getting to interact with them and finalizing those stories and being able to share those stories is great.
How does audio and radio play a role in that storytelling process for you and the marketing process for you?
Well, we have a really great team that is focused on radiothons, as we call them. And those are fundraisers that media stations that are in those local member hospital markets host. And I think one of the strengths of those is what we call song stories. So there is beautiful storytelling that happens where, you know, parents, caregivers, the kids themselves are sharing the experiences, their experiences of care at those local member hospitals. But in addition to that, people are really hearing the impact that a donation can have on that individual, that kid, that family, and then also the bigger picture, that community. So that's how radio and audio is really central to the fundraising efforts in those communities. And those are great, always great partners.
What attracted you to come to work here? What was it that attracted you?
Yeah.
Well, personally, I have had some experience with Children's Miracle Network back in the day, There was actually like a motorcycle fundraiser that I used to participate in with my dad that raised money for a local hospital. And so
what kind of a bike did he have?
He had a BMW.
Okay.
Yeah, like the quiet, the quiet ride. It wasn't rowdy at all. And so I had that experience growing up. And so it was top of mind. And then when I saw there was a position available, I knew it was a good fit. And the storytelling is something that's always been central to me just as a former journalist. That's key to what I like to do. So it was a good fit.
Bradley, what was your story?
Yeah, I think for me, you know, thinking of places to work, it's always really fun to think about a brand and how long they've been around. And Children's Miracle Network Hospitals started as an historic telethon with, you know, Marie Osmond back in the day. And to be able to continue that legacy, and really we've evolved so much since then. But when people think of Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, they might not know our mission necessarily. They might not know, you know, some of our slogans or anything along those lines, but they know our balloon and they know our story. And I think that's something that is so impactful that a lot of other brands don't necessarily have. So being able to come on board almost 5 years ago to help support that storytelling. And I started with events and have kind of shifted to channel marketing now. But being able to highlight some of those stories via our events and some of our programs has just been really special.
As a radio broadcaster, before I came to RAB, operated stations in local markets for many years, and you focused on radiothons. When you're listening to a story and you hear a child's voice, or you hear a parent's voice and you hear a parent's story, and they share a very authentic, very personal, and in a lot of cases, it's a time of grave concern. Any parent, I'm a parent and grandparent, and you put children at risk, and you know the emotions that follow. Listeners respond to that. And there, I believe there's something magical about the radio industry and the ability as a format, or not format, but a platform, you know, to connect so emotionally with a listener. And the response is, we want to support those that are helping, you know, these children or helping these families. But radio provides you a very, very, very close connection directly to the listener who can impact your families.
Sure. And that the stories that are being shared are stories of individuals who are right from that community. So you're hearing about your neighbor, or, you know, someone you might just encounter in the grocery store. Like these are people in your community who are benefiting from then the dollars that you're donating, which is just wonderful.
You're driving down the street and you're listening to the radiothon and you're hearing your story and you're crying. You know, you pull up to the stoplight, any town, USA. And you look over to your left, and there's someone in the other lane, and they're crying too, and you know what they're listening to, right?
Seth?
That only happens that way on the radio.
Russ, how good you are.
It's a great point.
And we have a special opportunity. We have so many people at Children's Miracle Network Hospitals that make us look good. Our audio producers are, you know, patient stories that are willing to share those stories. I think that's something that sets us apart from, you know, some other brands in the nonprofit space. And when you think about donating to a radiothon specifically, it's donating to be part of that movement. You feel like, at least when I've donated on my radio, you know, in Chicago, it goes throughout the entire day. And it's something that's so fun to be a part of and be a part of that movement.
I have heard from listeners who say, I'm exhausted.
Thank you.
At the end of a radiothon. Like, these are listeners who won't turn the radio off. They're not turning the channel. They want to hear another story and another and how they're impacting. And then at the end of the day, the listener is exhausted. But what I know from the broadcaster's perspective, in, you know, and in the company that I ran, you know, we were involved in things of this nature, but they were all bought in and they were absolutely emotionally wiped out.
Yeah.
But it was like a good wipeout.
Yeah.
because they knew that they had helped people. And again, this is one of the reasons I love being in the radio business.
Yeah.
It's stories like you all talked.
Spectrum of emotion. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, it's a big swing. It's like riding a roller coaster. Okay. Happy thoughts is what we want to talk about. We have two questions that we've asked each of our guests on now our stand-up podcast, thanks to your leadership. And, you know, and our amazing team is applauding, and your amazing team is, you know, smiling because they, you know, you guys made us do something we hadn't done before. First question, so Bradley, I'll ask you. Radio matters because?
Radio matters because it's not going away. It's a medium that we think about is going to be evolving. And as we're talking about AI and all of these different things, as we think about, you know, cars evolution and what we think about in the media space, the radio space has a great opportunity. And I think the personalities, the talent that we see, like yourself, that, you know, have these great channels to provide that content, there is a following behind those kinds of people. And I think that's passion for those talents specifically is something that's going to stay for a while.
Okay, Sally, you don't get off scot-free either. Radio works because?
Your top.
So this is where I go when I think about radio. My husband is a huge Phillies fan, and he pretty much exclusively listens to the game via radio. Doesn't usually turn it on TV. And I think about that a lot because I think it's a traditional medium that people are comforted by. There's something to the fact that not much has changed in the way you receive that information or what you're listening to. And so I think in the age of new, and as I mentioned before, like all of the overwhelming content that we are fed all the time, it's kind of the tried and true. It's something that people are always can feel comforted in coming back to because you know what to expect. And I think there's moments like for me, for him, it's baseball. For me, I have it on in the car all the time. It's what I go to when I get in the car. So I think it speaks to tradition and that comfort of just knowing what to expect.
Love the answer. 100% agree. How about our live studio audience? Didn't they do a great job?
Thank you.
All right. Our first stand-up interview at the ANA. This is fabulous. This may be a trendsetter.
Thanks for the opportunity. I mean, anytime we can, clearly we love what we do and we love this organization. And anytime we have a chance to share it with others, we're honored. So thank you.
And thank you for what you're doing because it is truly making a difference. And I know radio stations and radio companies love partnering with organizations such as yours because the work is happening.
Yeah.
Impact's being made. It's making a difference. So.
And the next time we will bring one of those kids or families who can speak to their experience and we can really
make them stand up or can they sit down?
I mean, if they can, I mean, there's, we're all inclusive here. Yes.
Absolutely. I was mentioning and thinking more of what we all just did.
Yes,
so
yes,
it's
I
all
know.
Great.
Great job.
Thank you all very much.
Of course.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Children's Miracle Network hospitals tell stories like no other brand can, with purpose, triggering emotions and doing it efficiently to ensure funds go directly to their hospitals. The stories are in the child's voice, in the family's voice, real stories from members of the local community. It is absolutely no wonder that radio stations across the country continue to play a pivotal role in supporting local member hospitals through radiothons and more, making a substantial difference for the lives of kids and families. Something for all of us to continue to be very proud of.
If you'd like to learn more about radio and its many benefits, we invite you to visit us at rab.com or you can email us directly at askrab@rab.com. Until next time, it's Radio on Main Street.